This program contains general information about legal matters and should not be used as an alternative to legal advice for your specific case. If you have any specific questions about any legal matter, you should consult Greg Leiter or other professional legal services providers. You should never delay seeking legal advice, disregard legal advice, or commence or discontinue any legal action because of information from this program. Welcome to Personal Injury Straight Talk on 1340 WJOL. Brought to you by Greg Leiter, lead attorney with Leiter Law Offices. And here's your host, legal expert and your legal advocate, Greg Leiter.
Good afternoon, Will County. Greg Leiter, thanks for joining me this afternoon. Hope everyone had a wonderful week last week and terrific weekend. Safe if you're driving around. Today during lunch, be safe, put the cell phones down. Last week, we talked about personal injury cases. What do you do when you're involved in an accident or a personal injury case? And you know, we went over a lot of information, but I think something to take from that was that if you're injured, regardless of what your financial or insurance situation is, there are means available for you to get the care and treatment that you need. So an excuse if you're injured in an auto accident that you don't have insurance, you don't have money to get the treatment, that is it's false, it's a misnomer. Speak to a qualified attorney and they will steer you in the right direction. I'd like to talk today for a little while about workers' compensation. We touched on it last week, but let's talk a bit more about it this afternoon. I'll tell you what, we'll offer the same deal that we offered last week. If you call in 815-254-7300 and you have a quality lawyer joke that you think can crack us up over here, give us a call. We're happy to send you a $50 Visa gift card for your time. Again, 815-254-7300. If you have any other questions, comments about personal injury, work comp, medical malpractice, feel free to give us a call in and we'll talk about it. But with workers' compensation, I think it's important to know that there are three basic rights with workers' compensation. And we'll touch on them briefly and we'll talk about some of the issues that are related. First of all, if you are injured at work, you are entitled to have all of your medical bills paid for by your employer, okay? Now, workers' comp is what's called a no-fault system. So if you're an employee and you're at your job and you get injured, and even if you fall over your own 2 feet and it's nobody else's fault but your own, you are still entitled to claim workers' compensation benefits. We don't look at the company for being at fault or somebody else. As long as you're at work and you're performing your job function or doing what they call within the course of your employment, then you can recover for workers' compensation. So that's something to keep in mind. Nobody has to be at fault for your accident at work. As long as it's something that you're reasonably expected to be doing and you're at the place of your employment at the time. And not to say that you can't recover for workers' compensation if you're out on the road or you're not actually at the facility. So it's very fact specific. Happy to talk with anyone if they have any questions about a potential workers' compensation claim. But again, the first right under workers' comp is that your medical bills are to be paid for by your employer, okay? When you are injured in workers' comp, a lot of companies, what they'll do is they'll send you to and they don't like this phrase, but it's true, they'll send you to the company doctor, okay? And this is a doctor that contracts with the company. And it's their role to see employees of the company that sustain work-related injuries. Something that you should know is you have the right to seek treatment from your own doctor under workers' compensation. You're not bound by the company doctor. A lot of times we find that the company doctors don't go out of their way on behalf of the employee. They don't order the diagnostic exams that maybe your doctor would order, an MRI, you know, because a lot of times they just feel it's not financially feasible. So they give you some medicine and tell you to go back to work in a day or two. So keep that in mind. It's important to seek the care from a doctor that's your own and not just the company doctor. Something else that we should talk about: once you are injured at work and you're off of work for more than 3 days, then workers' compensation is supposed to pay you 2/3 of your wages. A lot of recovery times take weeks, months, could be surgery that's involved. And it's important to make sure that even though you're not getting your full wage, your full salary, that you are getting a percentage so that you can provide for your family while you are off of work. Looks like we have Rhonda on line one. How are we doing this afternoon, Rhonda?
Feeling a pain or something.
Sure.
Is there
a
limit?
Sure. It's a good question, Rhonda, and I appreciate you calling. And
thank you.
The answer is there is what's called a statute of limitations in which to file a workers' compensation case. And that statute of limitations is 3 years from the date of the accident that you have to file. But something else that you should know in terms of time frame, and this is important, if you are injured at work, there is a requirement that you notify your supervisor through the employer within a very short specified period of time. It's something that you can't wait on, you can't delay. You bring it to the attention of your employer right away. And it doesn't even have to be your own immediate supervisor. People will say, oh, my supervisor was off duty or wasn't there at the time. As long as you tell somebody at work what happened to you, as long as it's somebody higher up than you, then you've satisfied that requirement.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, Rhonda. I appreciate
it. Okay, have a good day.
Again, it's important to the first requirement is to notify your a supervisor through your employer, and it's not only notifying them of the accident, but you have to get a little more specific. Tell them what it was that you were doing, which part of the body hurts. I see countless times where workers' compensation cases are denied by the employer insurance company because they say that they didn't have notice of the employee's accident. So there's ways around it, and if you have a savvy attorney, it shouldn't detrimentally affect your case. But again, it's something to keep to be mindful of and keep in the back of your mind. Now, something interesting under workers' compensation is, like I told you before, you can get injured by tripping on your own 2 feet. Okay, but you have to be doing something within the course of your employment, something that you're reasonably expected to be doing, okay? And this brings something up. I'm sure a lot of you, at least at some point, were Bears fans. I don't know after this last weekend, but if you were watching the Bears getting shellacked by the Patriots over the weekend, you might have seen in the fourth quarter, with about 4 or 5 minutes left, I think the Bears were down 90 or 100 points at the time, and Bears defensive end Lamar Houston got in and sacked the backup New England Patriots quarterback in the backfield, and then he got up and did a little celebratory dance. And as a result of Lamar Houston dancing for his sack, he tore his ACL, and now he's out for the season. So undoubtedly, Lamar Houston is going to now file for workers' compensation. And, you know, it's an interesting question because the Bears pay him very handsomely to practice and, weight train and condition and go out there on Sundays and go after the quarterback. But the Bears don't pay him to dance in the backfield. So it's a question when at the time that he was injured, you know, he wasn't really even playing football. He was dancing and celebrating. Is that within the course of his employment? Should he be compensated under workers' compensation for something that he's not expected and paid to do. And what will happen is the Bears will come back or the players' union or Lamar Houston's attorney and say that the dancing is reasonably expected. It's part of what a player in the NFL does. It's within the scope of his employment, and that they should anticipate that an injury like that could arise. And really, at the end of the day, they're right. Something, he'll get compensated under workers' compensation for his injury, because it's not so far outside the scope of his employment, celebrating after making a big play. So I don't know. That was something that stuck out after watching the game on Sunday, was, whether Lamar Houston should be entitled to workers' compensation benefits for something that he's not asked to do, and not paid to do. So love to hear your thoughts. 815-254-7300, the call for the show. If you have any questions or possible injury and you want to discuss it with me at my office, feel free to call 815-723-7600. Let's take a call on line 2 from Gianni.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Okay, so I was injured at work. I injured my back a few months ago, and my employer has paid all my medical, and they also paid my time off work.
Good.
However, due to my injury, my doctor has restricted me to lifting no more than 10 pounds, and he told me that I should find like an administrative position or something that doesn't require me to lift.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke with my job, and they can accommodate me. So I was just wondering what my rights were as an employee.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, Gianni, and I'll do my best to address that. Under workers' comp, the employer would be responsible for what's called vocational rehabilitation. If you've been educated and in your job for a period of time, and that's your trade, and that's what you know what and how to do, and you get injured and you're no longer able to perform that same job or earn the same wages that you once did, there's an obligation under workers' compensation to rehabilitate you into another area, another, give you another opportunity to be gainfully employed in the future.
Okay.
Whether that is paying, compensating you and paying for educational opportunities for you, other type of, trade or voc rehab. But if you have permanent restrictions and you can no longer perform the same job that you once performed, workman's comp needs to step up and make sure that you have every opportunity to be gainfully employed in the future.
So. Okay, and would you suggest hiring an attorney to do that for me, or is that something that I can do?
It sounds like your employer so far has done the right thing. They've paid for your medical bills. They're paying you for your time off. But there is a third area under workers' compensation, and that is it's called a lump sum payment. And this is also where the vocational rehabilitation would come into play. And, by hiring an attorney, they would be able to maximize for you that lump sum settlement or payment at the end of your workers' compensation case. I've seen a number of employees try to negotiate with the insurance companies and the insurance company attorneys on their own. And they're not going to get the same result as if you had an attorney. And insurance companies know that, and their attorneys know that. And not to say that they take advantage of what they call pro se litigants or people handling it, on their own.
Right.
But you don't have the same leverage that you would have with an attorney. And it's also, especially, Gianni, in your case, it's important to make sure that your employer or that the insurance company provides you some kind of means. You sound like a younger lady, and you probably have a longer you know, work course ahead of you, and
yes.
you want to make sure that you're able to, to be gainfully employed in the future.
So. Great. Well, I appreciate you answering my question.
All right. Thank you so much, Gianni.
Thank you.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more about workers' compensation, and why don't we touch on medical malpractice and some issues involving that. Again, 815-254-7300, and we'll be right back with you.
Have you been hurt on the job? Has your doctor misdiagnosed or mistreated your medical condition? Meet attorney Greg Leiter. But before we go on, let's get two things straight. We've all heard the cheesy lawyer ads that say,
"Call us for a free consultation. We don't get paid until you win money."
The truth is, every injury lawyer gives a free consultation, and no attorney gets paid until you win money. So what should you look for in an attorney? Someone who wins your type of case. That attorney is Greg Leiter. Greg Leiter has years of experience with personal injury, medical malpractice, and workman's comp. He's won millions of dollars for his clients who've been hurt on the job and have helped them keep food on the table and provide for their families. Plus, his background as an insurance defense attorney gives him unique insight to help prove your case. Call Greg Leiter today. You'll meet with him, and he will personally handle your case. If you have a personal injury, workman's comp, or medical malpractice case, or know someone who does, call Greg Leiter today at 815-723-7600. That's 815-723-7600.
Have you heard of that new barbecue place in Shorewood? RQ is not only serving up some smoking hot barbecue, they're dishing out barbecue that's good for you too. Healthy Dining's dietitians have handpicked some sizzling and nutritious options that are sure to fire up your taste buds. My entire family, even my daughter who needs gluten-free options, can dig in and enjoy their great food.
And did you hear about the $5 lunch and $15 full rack of rib special?
RQ's top-rated restaurant offers high-protein, free-range chicken, pork, or smoked salmon with your choice of gluten-free award-winning sauces, fresh vegetables, and house-made sides. It's quick and easy to order online, easy to pick up or have delivered at your event, all by downloading the RQ app. RQ's menu has hand-picked healthy food from the expert team of dietitians at Healthy Dining. Plus, Kids Live Well menu items can help your entire family eat better and live longer. Go to HealthyDiningFinder.com for healthy RQ choices. Find all the other mouth-watering details at RQBarbecue.com and come into RQ where we're serving a healthier variety. RQ, that's barbecue with a fresher perspective.
Fall into Fiat at Bettenhausen Fiat of Tinley Park. 0% financing available on all 2014 Fiat 500 models, plus bonus cash, plus no payments for 90 days on select new 2014 Fiats. No charge scheduled maintenance with every new Fiat purchase. Attractive lease options on new 2015 Fiat 500s. Let General Sales Manager Lisa Castillo and her staff prove to you that it's better at Bettenhausen. Visit us at BettenhausenFiat.com. Your best car buying experience starts here.
Join 1340 WJOL and Loyola University Health System each Tuesday morning between 9:35 and 10 a.m. for Loyola's Medical Minutes. This informative medical show will feature Loyola's top doctors talking about health topics that you can relate to. Tune in to hear Loyola experts discuss weight loss, children's heart health, pregnancy care, and everything in between. Loyola's Medical Minutes offers up-to-date health information to help you and your family stay well. Tune in each Tuesday from 9:35 to 10 a.m. on 1340 WJOL. Will County's News Talk Sports.
Welcome back. Just for your reference, www.gleiterlaw.com for more information on our services, our office, 815-723-7600. We were talking about workers' compensation before we took a break. And I just want to stress the importance. You may not feel it necessary to pursue with an attorney, but the chips are stacked against you. And I think having the use or the advice of an attorney in a workers' compensation is invaluable. I mentioned earlier that after a work comp injury, a lot of times you're going to be seen by the company doctor. That company doctor, again, is not going to have your interests at heart. He's going to have that of the company. So let's give an example of a warehouse worker who's lifting, let's call him lifting pallets, and starts developing pain in his lower back. He reports the injury to his employer, and they send him to the company doctor. The company doctor takes a look at him for 2-3 minutes, prescribes him some muscle relaxers, tells him to take the day off, diagnoses him with a lower back strain and tells him to go back to work the next day. This is where you need to seek out your own doctor. If you don't have one, you can find one. An attorney can steer you in the right direction to make sure you're getting the medical attention. But undoubtedly, once you go and see your own doctor, someone that has your best interest at heart, that doctor is going to most likely order the diagnostic test. He's going to order an MRI to see what's going on with your lower back. And whether that's through the care of an orthopedic surgeon, orthopedic doctor, whoever it might be, they're going to get more involved and look to see what's going on more than the company doctor. And it's also important to understand that workers' compensation takes time. It's a long, slow, tedious process. And during the course of your treatment, while you're off of work, if you're off of work, we know that the employer is going to pay you certain workers' compensation benefits. But I can also tell you that at some point during the course of your treatment, the insurance company is going to order what's called an IME, and that is an independent medical examination. And what that is, to be frank, there's nothing independent about it. This is another doctor that is hired on behalf of the insurance company to review your medical records and possibly even, and I say examine very, very loosely, but to go in and be examined by this IME doctor for 5-10 minutes. And then what happens is the insurance company's IME doctor goes back and prepares a report that more often than not says that the employee is okay, that the injury is not as bad as his doctor is making it look, or that the injury was sustained from some means other than work. And the insurance company is going to stand behind this doctor's report as justification to not continue paying benefits. It's something for them to get off cheap. And it happens over and over again. And when that situation happens, you need an attorney, because you're going to need that IME doctor to be deposed by the attorney. We need to know about his biases. We need to know why and what interest this IME doctor has in saying that the employee is not injured or that the injury is not work-related. And that's something that you can't do if you don't have an attorney. Looks like we have Jerry on line one. How you doing today, Jerry?
Okay.
Good.
I had a question for you about the if you're injured, the maximum, the amount, is there a maximum amount you collect under the work risk compensation?
Sure. Good question, Jerry. And workman's comp it's centered around the permanency of your injury. Okay, so if you get injured and your injury, you get the treatment and it completely clears up and there's no permanency to your injury, arguably your case, your injury is worth zero. Okay, but what happens is the state has assigned a value for each body part, for each, your hand. If you're right hand dominant, your right hand's going to be worth more than the left. Your fingers, leg, back, and in short, there is a cap on each body part and the amount that you can claim for each body part. And again, that amount is in direct correlation with the extent of the permanency of your injury. So, for example, if you have a hand, and you lose your hand in an accident, you would get the maximum amount awarded for that hand. Now, unlike personal injury, where you can claim pain, suffering, loss of a normal life, and the disability, work compensation is not set up that way. There is no pain and suffering to be compensated for in a workers' compensation case. So there are limits under the body parts that you can recover, and it's also interesting to know that if you're injured, say you sustain an injury to your leg, and you seek the benefits under workman's compensation, and you settle at the end of your treatment, and then years later you again injure that same leg, there is going to be a set-off under workers' compensation. So you're that second time around, you're not going to get the same value for your leg that you received the first time, okay? Because you've already received an amount for the permanency of that injury. So if you re-injure a body part, you know, in the future, that amount is going to be reduced. All right. Does that answer the question, Jerry?
Yeah, it had to do with the back, so they would figure that the time and the
right,
and the injury.
And you know, that's again why it's an important it's important to have an attorney, because a person can have you know, back pain dating back, you know, many years and be involved in a work comp injury to maybe the upper back as opposed to the lower back. And you need someone to review the reports of the MRIs and speak with the doctors and get a causal opinion from a doctor that would state, you know, in a deposition or in front of the arbitrator, that this new injury to your back was in fact caused by your work-related activities.
I see. So, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Jerry. Okay, any other calls? 815-254-7300. We are starting to run out of time. Next week, we're going to talk a bit about medical malpractice cases. And I think we'll also talk about, you know, inevitably, every time I've got a jury trial and I'm selecting a jury, somebody within the jury always gives the opinion of their perception of lawsuits, and they always bring it back to that McDonald's coffee case where the lady spilled the coffee on her lap and sustained burns and got a verdict for well into the six figures. So I'd like to talk about that next week. I'll get into some of the facts surrounding that case, and I welcome all comments and thoughts and perceptions on the case, the injury, the civil justice system in general. Again, 815-723-7600 if you'd like to sit down and talk more specifically or intimately about an issue that you may have. Feel free to visit me online at www.gleiterlaw.com. And that is going to wrap it up for this week. Have a safe week. Have a safe Halloween. And I look forward to speaking with you next week. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to Personal Injury Straight Talk. Tune in every Tuesday at 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 1340 WJOL for another half hour packed with valuable legal information to help protect you and your loved ones. Brought to you by Greg Leiter with Leiter Law Offices.